Over the weekend, I saw something peculiar outside my living room window. It was rather ghostly, in fact. At first glance, my eyes told me a small seagull was scouring the grass beneath our bird feeders, but I couldn't imagine what a gull would find worth eating there. I moved in for a better look. The white bird was pigeon-sized, but I've never seen a pigeon at our feeders either. I kept examining the bird for recognizable features. Then I noticed that it had a distinct triangular crest of feathers standing up on his head. Suddenly everything made sense. This backyard bird was a cardinal that is leucistic. Its plumage lacks melanin, making it look diluted or faded. It's as if every feather in its body was washed in chlorine and hung too long in the sun to dry. The word leucism comes from the Greek word leukos, meaning white, and is a genetic peculiarity caused by a recessive gene. In leucistic animals, some of the pigmentation cells fail to develop properly, which can result in reduced melanin production. This causes white patches or completely white coloring. It's an unusual but very interesting condition. Once I saw this bird, I retrieved my binoculars to verify the cardinal as leucistic and not an albino. Peering through the lenses, I could tell its eyes were dark, just like an average cardinal. They were not pink like you would expect with albinism. It also had normally pigmented legs and a dark red beak. Albinism, from the Latin albus, meaning white, affects all pigments instead of just select ones like leucism. Albino animals are born unable to manufacture pigment at all, so albino birds have no color anywhere in their feathers, nor on their skin or eyes. Their eyes, in fact, aren't even pink like they appear to us. They are colorless and just reflect the red blood cells and capillaries beneath the skin. Interestingly, both inherited conditions affect multiple species, not just the amazing cardinal I had a chance to see. In our area, you might be able to see leucistic squirrels, white-tailed deer, or even ruby-throated hummingbirds. Globally, nature lovers have spotted leucistic alligators and spade-nosed sharks, peacocks with white sunbursts of feathers, and pythons with creamy diamond patterns weaving down their bodies. After spotting this cardinal, my research even led me to extraordinary photos of lightly gilded bison and tuxedo penguins with tan coattails. There's even a famous white humpback whale living off the coast of eastern Australia. While their looks might please our eyes, nature is indifferent to such traits. White plumage in birds, like this cardinal, robs it of its natural camouflage, making it easily seen by cats, foxes, hawks, and other predators. But that's not the only disadvantage of being a leucistic bird. Plumage plays a vital role in courtship rituals, so researchers speculate that leucistic birds might have a tough time attracting strong, healthy mates. Albino animals have poor eyesight due to their lack of iris pigment, and by itself, this can be a death sentence for any wildlife species. Imagine an albino salamander. How would it capture its food without excellent eyesight? Or be anything but easy prey for predators it couldn't see coming? It's easy to see why most animals with these conditions do not reach adulthood. When they do, it's quite an amazing thing to behold. You can see a beautiful leucistic black rat snake with bluish-gray eyes up close at Irvine Nature Center, or you can find more information about our other native species at explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.